It's your girl Asia and
Shantavia.
And today we're going to be doing a podcast over epigenetics.
Okay, so we're going to talk about how epigenetics works and how did it affect our interviewer.
And our interviewer today is Ja'Asian. She's one of our TCs. She's going to be answering some questions as well as telling her personal experience of ever being experienced with epigenetics or whatever.
So get ready and get tuned in.
And let's get right into it.
Sit back and relax.
The first question is, how does epigenetics play a role into how Trevor Noah became who he is today? Epigenetics plays a role in how Trevor Noah became who he is today by changing how he saw a lot of different things and his emotions. For example, when he stated that he learned how to use his imagination to play and how he was so used to being alone, he would not notice when someone else was in the room.
Question 2 is, what circumstances do you believe changed his DNA? The circumstance that I believe changed his DNA is him not being able to be seen with his parents in public because of his skin color. Also, as Asia stated in the last question, him being alone and not being able to go outside also had an effect.
So the next segment is quotes. So the first quote that we have as an example of epigenetics is, she would hold my hand or carry me, but if the police showed up, she would have to drop me and pretend I wasn't hers, like I was a big bag of weed. This basically explains that he couldn't be seen in public with his mother because of his skin color and because he was so much lighter than his mom, and that basically the police would like arrest her if they seen him with her. The next quote states, where most children are proof of their parents' love, I was proof of their criminality. This quote states that he basically felt himself as the crime of his parents because them having him caused them to basically hide out their entire lives while dealing with him. Also, if they were seen with him, they would be either locked up or beaten to death because of that being illegal. Next quote states, the doctors took her up to the delivery room, cut open her belly, and reached in and pulled out a half-black, half-white child who violated any number of laws, statutes, and regulations. I was born a crime. This basically talks about how he was born and talks about basically him basically being born as in being a crime because he was half-black and half-white, which was illegal.
Quote number 4 states, it was weird to explain, but I knew just what to do. It was an animal instinct learned in a world where violence was always lurking and waiting to erupt. I feel as if this is epigenetics because him and his running, all the running he's did all his life, led him up to this point to where he knew exactly what to do in certain situations. So I believe that because his mother always made him run as a child, even when he got in trouble, he had to run from her, it helped him for this very moment, so where he knew just what to do and he could get out of the violence.
Quote number 5 states, I didn't have any friends. I didn't know any kids besides my cousins. I wasn't a lonely kid. I was good at being alone. I'd read books, play with the toy that I had, make up imaginary worlds. I'd read inside my head. I still live inside my head. To this day, you can leave me alone for hours and I'm perfectly happy, entertaining myself. I have to remember to be with people. I feel like this is also another sign of epigenetics because it tells us how
Him being alone led up to him being the person he is today. With him being alone, he learned to make up imaginary worlds inside his head, so he had a great imagination. With him writing his book, he provided vivid details, which comes from his lifetime, and he tells us a lot of things about him that nobody would have ever knew. So I believe that epigenetics plays a big role in this quote because it shows us how he's okay with being alone and how he doesn't feel alone. Today we're wondering if any other animals other than rats can develop epigenetics. We believe this to be true, but with the research that we have found, it is not yet proven. But we have found a video on rats, and it shows how they're being nurtured, cared for, how it can change their life. So we're going to show that to you right now.